From Louisville, Kentucky, comes news of an unlikely partnership. KFC, the company formerly known as Kentucky Fried Chicken, and the Potholes of Louisville. In one of the more creative cases of naming rights that we've ever heard of, KFC will fill the potholes and brand the fillings with its logo. So you'll drive over some erstwhile holes in the road there that now will advertise fried chicken. Louisville Mayor Jerry Abramson is on the line with us. Did you put this job out for bid, or did KFC come to you?
You know, obviously cities are struggling all over America, and you do what you can. We're so fortunate to have such an outstanding corporate citizen in this community. And they came to me and said, we're focusing on trying to help.
Mm-hmm.
What would $3,000 do for you? I said it'd be about 350 potholes.
How much money did they say?
$3,000.
$3,000.
That gave us 350 potholes that we could fill without asking for the 11 herbs and spices or any of the specifics of that type. And so I said, heck yeah, count me in. So we went out, and the colonel, at least he looked like the colonel,
yep,
all dressed in white. He didn't get anywhere near the asphalt.
There's been a lot of that going around, yes. Yeah. Right, yeah,
we,
yeah.
We tamped down some asphalt together, and there we go.
How many potholes are there in all of Louisville?
Well, let me just say there's more than 350.
More than 350. So there's still
You're talking about a city that's the 16th largest city in the United States, but 350 potholes being filled by an outstanding corporate partner is just great.
You know, it doesn't seem the most natural fit in the world. Fast food and potholes just doesn't.
Well, we were looking at it from the fresh and refresh point of view. You know, you got to work with me on this, Robert. I mean, so we're refreshing the streets, and their food is fresh, and therefore, whatever it takes to fill 350 potholes, we're ready to play.
Now, could other smaller businesses in Louisville underwrite a couple of potholes near them, say? Could they pick their own pothole and have their logo there?
I think once the word gets out, there's no telling how many people will line up to have their own potholes. I can remember a gazillion years ago when William Donald Schaefer was mayor of Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
He sold potholes for Valentine's Day. And you could fill a pothole and put a little heart and say, you know, Jerry loves Madeline, that happens to be my wife,
mm-hmm,
on the pothole. And that was a great idea. That sort of came and went. Now we're moving it on to a more commercial setting.
What do we figure will be the lifespan of the logo in a pothole? That is, how many times do you drive over a commercial logo in a pothole before it is effectively rubbed out?
I would say, based on the type of spray paint they're using, I'd give it a week.
A week or so.
Maybe two.
So this is a replenishable market that you have here.
Well, replenishable to the extent that if they had $3,000 more, we could do 350 more potholes.
Well, good luck. I'm just curious, after potholes, what was the next item on your list that you might have offered KFC to spend the
$3,000? That's a very good question. Remember, they came to me.
Right.
So I really didn't have a list, but I'm sure I could find something.
Well, Mayor Jerry Abramson of Louisville, a city soon to have some of its potholes named for KFC. Thanks a lot for talking with us.
You bet. Great talking to you.